baby, to all the lonely nights. Love you, baby. We need some real music here, man.
All over America, all over Canada, it's really great. Now, at 9:30 tonight, a special Beatles segment like we have every Saturday. The Beatles will share the spotlight with the Dave Clark Five. Here's, I think, one of the most typical ones by the Beatles. Guys and gals, dig.
Oh, hi. What's got you up so early? It's summer. We just graduated college. Should be sleeping in. Only reason I'm up is I got work later. Are you alright? Do you want to come in? I got some eggs and bacon going. You like them over easy, right? Want me to put on some music? I've been listening to Penny Lane all week. No. Oh, I thought you loved the Beatles. Okay, what's going on? I assume you came over to talk about something then. Just sit down. You can talk to me. What's that you got there? A letter? From who? Oh no. Don't tell me. No, 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 this can't be happening. You're getting drafted? Isn't they... You... That can't be right. There has to be some mistake. You're so young. You're my goofy best friend, not a soldier. You're getting a deferment, right? No, you're right. You're fresh out of school and unemployed, but you can apply for conscientious objector status, right? We've been protesting the war for months. They already denied you? No, you can't go. You know this war is bullshit. It's all just Johnson blowing up kids in the jungle, thinking he'll somehow do anything to stop the Reds. You can't be a part of that. You hate camping. You hated the Boy Scouts. You don't belong in the jungle. What do your parents think? Your dad wants you to go. He says you have to go. Well, forget what he thinks. This isn't the same world he grew up in. This war has nothing to do with freedom or democracy or anything worth giving your life for. You've heard the stories they bring back. And it's not gonna get better anytime soon. He's calling you a coward. Stop that! No matter what your family or even the whole damn country says, you are not a coward. You're afraid that no woman wants to be with an unmanly draft dodger. Oh, please tell me that's not what you're thinking about right now. You are the bravest, kindest, sweetest guy I know. And any woman would be lucky to have you. No, I'm not lying. So what if you've never had a girlfriend before? You're just shy and oblivious and... How do I know? Well... Because I love you. No, not as your best friend. I love you. And I want to be with you, and I can't let you throw your life away for a meaningless cause. No, I'm not just saying that to stop you from leaving. I've always felt this way. You've always been there for me. You're the only person I feel safe around, and I just never had the nerve to tell you. I always thought you'd be around, and that you felt the same way, and that we'd be young forever, and at least until we got married and ran away together. You still don't believe me. How about now? Is this what you wanted? To convince you you're still a man? I love you. I really love you. I knew you felt the same. I'm sorry I never said anything sooner. You can't go. Please, don't leave me. I don't want a pine box, and a flag, and a purple heart. I want to be with you. I don't know what I'd do if you never came back. You know, you don't have to go. We can go to Canada. The border's only 100 miles away. We can be there by midnight. We can run away. Be together. How does that sound? Having your bacon and your eggs over easy in a nice cozy house in Winnipeg. Oh, we'd be having pancakes with lots of syrup, too. And we'd find somewhere to work. Anywhere. And then we can go home and sleep together and wake up next to each other, and you'll never hear anyone call you unmanly ever again. Yeah? You like the sound of that? Well, I think you need a little more convincing. Come to my room, please. No, not to help me pack, dummy. Well, maybe later. Please. When's the last time you've seen my room? Oh, you're right. This might be the last time either of us sees it. Let's make it worthwhile. Yes, you can touch me there. Anywhere. I'm all yours. Are you okay with this? This is my first time. It's yours too? Okay. Yeah. Take off my blouse. And I'll take off your shirt. Hold me tighter. I want to feel you on top of me. My skin on yours. Oh. Oh, fuck, your tongue is... No, no, I'm sorry for cursing. It's just... Oh. Yeah, you can play with my breaths too. It's okay. I can take it. It feels so good being in your arms. I want this every day for the rest of my life. Let me just is that I didn't know you could do that. Yeah. I love you. Take me. Let's do it. I've been dreaming about this forever. Oh my god. Oh god. You feel so good. Surprised I didn't come up with it sooner. It's okay. You can do it inside. I'm okay with it. I want it. Please. Please, please. Like a man now. You're taking your best friend right in her bed, driving her crazy. Yeah, it feels so good. I can take it. It hurts a little, but I can take it. I need this. And you need this. Just like that. Oh my god. Oh, I love it. Take me. And make me yours. I'll never let you go. Oh god. Yeah. I'm about to.
God. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
God, that was amazing. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. I love you. So, are we really doing this? I'm so happy. Yeah. Doing this takes real courage. Don't ever call yourself a coward again. Now come on. Toss that draft card and help me pack.